Chemistry in English. Streetlights. At one time, most of the street lighting in towns and cities was provided by incandescent lamps, in which a tungsten filament is heated white-hot by an electric current. Unfortunately, much of the light from this kind of lamp is infrared radiation, which we cannot see. As a result, only a relatively small fraction of this electrical energy used to operate the lamp actually results in visible light. Modern street lights consist of high-intensity sodium or mercury vapor lamps in which the light is produced by passing an electric discharge through the vapors of these metals. The electric current excites the atoms, which then emit their characteristic atomic spectra. In these lamps, much of the electrical energy is converted to light in the visible region of the spectrum, so they are much more energy efficient and cost efficient than incandescent lamps. Sodium emits intense light at a wavelength of 589 nanometers, which is yellow. The golden glow of street lights in scenes like that shown in the photograph at the right is from this emission line of sodium, which is produced in high-pressure sodium vapor lamps. There is another, much more yellow light emitted by low-pressure sodium lamps that you may also have seen. Both kinds of sodium lamps are very efficient, and almost all communities now use this kind of lighting to save money on the costs of electricity. In some places, the somewhat less efficient mercury vapor lamps are still used. These lamps give a bluish-white light. Fluorescent lamps also depend on an atomic emission spectrum as the primary source of light. In these lamps, an electric discharge is passed through mercury vapor, which emits some of its light in the ultraviolet region of the spectrum. The inner wall of the fluorescent tube is coated with a phosphor that glows white when struck by the UV light. These lamps are also highly efficient and convert most of the electrical energy they consume into visible light.